So today maybe we will go a little bit about the debt liberation of Bahrain, and then I will wait for the question on the session, okay? So now we will look for the third truth and the fourth truth. You can see that the illness is to be diagnosed, no? So this, so last time as we talked the last time, so here that what we have to know is that among the four truths, I think we spoke last time the first truth and the second truth. So today maybe when we will go from the third and fourth. So here you can see that about that you can see that the sentence, especially the sentence when we sentence that if one does not, I think it's the page number 430, if one does not think the heart about the true drawbacks of the suffering, one will not develop any yearning for the liberation. So there, first one, sir. So here I think it talks about it. So that's why the, just 1 second, okay? I'm just looking at the Tibetan version. I cannot get that. Okay, just wait. Okay. So now you can see here that the S in the sentence. No, it says that, can you read that sentence? Lama Tsongkhapa's word. If one does not think about the true drawback of the suffering, one will not develop the yearning of the liberation. Can you read that? Yeah. Yeah, so here that after that you will see that every of the four characters, no? Four noble truths, they will be the four characters. So four character, I think we spoke about the last of the four characters of the self, impermanence, suffering, emptiness, and the selflessness. I think we spoke about that last time. So these are the four characters. What you can see that these are generally, when you look at the sufferings, when you look at a suffering, well, you have to look at suffering, every suffering and every difficulty have the four characters. So four characters is what you have to know is these four characters are impermanence, suffering, and the emptiness or the selflessness. Generally, this is the one of the characters of the samsara. This is the one samsara character. Yeah. So you can see, as you can see in the page here, that they talks about the character truth of the suffering. They are the impermanence, suffering, emptiness, and selflessness. So you will see that. You know, the characters, four characters, what you can see in the liberation and the palm. Yeah.
Excuse me again.
You can see the four characters which mentioned in the liberation in the palm.
Yes.
Yeah. So generally, so here's the mainly the important thing is that what we have to understand of the, so here when you looks about the four noble truths, the mainly you have to understand of the nature of the suffering and the cause of the suffering. This is the first two what you have to understand. So then the third truth, it comes the cessation of the suffering. Also, the one more thing is that what we have to know from this is that generally the now the definition of the suffering is a very complicated, because the suffering is a mainly that the it depends on the person who looks at that. They are saying the problem, the real problem is a not the problem is not a real problem. The real problem is a perspective, which the perspective of how it looks as a problem. This one saying like that. The problem is not a real problem. The real problem is that the perspective, how you look at that problem, is a real problem. So this is the one thing that what we have to know. This is the generally when you suffering is something like that, very much depends on how you look at the suffering. When you don't have the strength of the bearing the suffering, the small suffering will become a very big suffering. When you have the strength of the bearing the suffering, the big suffering will become a very small suffering. So this is one thing that the one of the story. Really, that story is a very amazing story, but the real story, okay? This story is something like that. So there is one mother who lost his son in the drive. When he was mother who lost his son while driving, because his son was, when he while he was driving, he was a drunk. So he had the he faces the accident and he died. So then mother was so sad losing the son. Viciously, it is very obvious that the mother when lose the son, it will feel very sad, and really it feels a very suffering. It's a very big suffering, a very big tragedy to the mother. So that mother, what she did is that that mother felt that because she lost the son, in the accident, mainly because of the she's her son driving with the drunk. While he was a drunk and he drank and he faced the accident. So what happened is that the mother, so mother just thought that now the every the she have lost her son. Now she thought that the every of the son, every of the son should not die like what her son has died. Her son was died because of the driving with the drunk. So then she just appealed the new America government to the north to let the anyone who drive while there was a drunken. So she formed the one of the organization called the MAD, MADD, Murder Against Drunk Driving.
MADD.
DD,
Yes.
Murder Against Drunk Driving.
Okay.
Then she appealed the American government to make the law that the whether the every the person should not be drunk while they are driving. So they appealed the American government to make such a law. That's when she started with that idea. So that organization, MADD, Murder Against the Drunk Driving. So that is the one thing. So that the what she suffered, really, that suffering brought her the courage and the strength to fight. So that she transformed the whole suffering into the strength. That's exactly what the Buddha was trying to say. Sometimes when we face the difficulties, we will lose the every of the courage. But Buddha always says the suffering is impermanent. Impermanence. Nature is impermanent, empty. So that's the one showing the one hope that the ever the suffering, we can transform that into our strength, source of the strength. So this is the just the one thing. Now I will tell you the one thing that the real story, just a months back, I met one mother and the daughter. Daughter was merely 14 or 15 years old. Daughter, maybe 6 or 7 years back, more than 6 or 7 years back, I think 7 or 8 years back, daughter had some of the damage in her body, that which the dog body, that the organs which control the sugar level in the body, that was damaged. Sugar level, usually there's a body that the organ which the control the sugar levels in the body, that the heart, that the daughter have said it damaged and it's not controlling the body sugar level. So she was nearly passed out. She was nearly expired. But said, luckily she was survived. But the what thing is happening is, and now she survived. But still, she have to check her blood 3 or 4 times a daily. She have to inject herself 3 or 4 times a daily after eating the food all the time. That what I saw. But the story is that this is the one of the one. If you look from the one perspective, really suffering. When you look from a mother's perspective, now it's up to her how to see this situation. When she sees like a her daughter condition, usually all the time, whole her life, she have to take three or four injection daily. She have to check the sugar level 3 or 4 times a daily. Now it's the mother's perspective. If she sees that as a suffering, that's a huge suffering. It's up to her. Just forgetting the give the forget to give the one insulin that the injection, when the her. The body, some of the sugar levels goes very high. It can damage her kidney or eye, any organ. It is very possible, because now in her body there is no controller for the sugar level. It's already damaged. Now it's up to the mother and the daughter how they look at it, their perspective. But the thing is that the what the her daughter really, with she is having the like all these sorts of the difficulty, and she thought that she maybe that might the reason she thought she would have to she want to become a doctor for the kids doctor. This year, what happened is that she was selected to study in the doctor's line. She was maybe a 14 or 15 years old. So this is now how you look at the sufferings. But one thing is that girl is my relative who's suffering this diabetes. So this is the whole, now the perspective. So while her mother was my, so I, it's my, oh, sorry, the mother of the girl. Now it's all the perspective, how she look at it. But she don't seems like a very depressed with all the disease. She feels like that is the one reason might having like the disease and maybe purifying the karmas, bad karmas. So this is the one, the perspective, how they look at it. So whatever happened like this disease, now we cannot change the whole the body. Only thing is now we can change the perspective, how we look at adaptive sufferings. Yeah. So this is now the life, how we can look at it. So how we look at the life. So that's why when you also we look at the suffering. So that's why the sometimes the suffering might not be that much of the big, but sometimes the way how we look at perspective, sometimes we project a lot of the things. So sometimes we project from our minds that the more sufferings. Then we will see that suffering is a very huge suffering. Reality, it might not like that big. So that's why Buddha brings the nature of the truth of the nature of the suffering is empty. Because the nature of the suffering and empty means that sometimes the suffering how we sees suffering how it depends very much of the how we sees that suffering. Sometimes we will sees that the suffering is the very big. In the reality, it might not be that much of the huge, but we will sees as a very big. So when we sees the suffering as a very big, then we start to feel it's a very strong. Even the suffering might be very big, but once we once we don't see is a very big, we won't feel not that much. So sometimes we will do a lot of the unnecessary things. But one thing is a very sad while I'm talking with that small girl this time. What I feel a very sad was she was just showing me her fingers. So once a day she have to get the blood test for 3 times a daily. So she was showing me her finger. The whole the one side of her finger, when there were lots of the, she was pricking and taking out the blood. It's become the skins have started to totally change the color of the skins of the whole finger. When I'm seeing that, I feel it's sad. But the her perspective, she feels very normal. She don't see as any suffering out there. Not a blood doing the blood test 3 times a week, 3 times a daily. She have to inject the 3 times a daily. If she eat the foods 4 times, then she have to inject the 4 times. Anyway, this is now the suffering. This is the one thing. But the most important is how we cease the suffering. That's the most important question. There is a suffering. We cannot deny there is a suffering. Now, the important thing is that we cannot destroy the every suffering. Only thing is that we can change the perspective towards the suffering. That we can change a really lot. Once we can change the perspective towards the suffering, then we can change the how we feel the sufferings. It makes the difference of the feeling of the suffering. The cessations of the suffering, there are the 2 types of the cessation of the suffering, okay? One is the permanently cessation of the suffering, and the one is temporarily cessation of the suffering. They are the 2 types, okay? Cessation, I mean the third truth, isn't it? There are the 2 types of the cessation of the suffering, okay? One is the permanent cessation, and so one is the temporarily cessation of the suffering. The permanent cessation or permanent cessation that only you can achieve when you reach the arhat, okay, arhat state. So temporary cessation, that is up to us. Now changing the perspective toward the suffering, that is the temporary solution. One thing is the suffering and the happiness is something really, it depends on how you see. So example, someone's happiness is someone's suffering. Someone's suffering is someone's happiness because it's a very interdependent. Like example, eating this apple. If you look at eating the apples, this is happiness for someone, but suffering for someone. The person who had the apple, person who hate the apples, for them eating the apple is a suffering. Person who loves the apple, maybe it's eating the apple is happiness. Yeah, so it's like that. So the suffering, and so that's why it shows the very clear that the suffering is it's the one thing, but the most important thing is how we see that it, how with the perspective to suffering. That's we have to control. Sometimes even though when we look at the perspective, then we will imagine too much, we overthink too much, then we will make that situation more worse. Okay, so sometimes though, when you have the perspective, sometimes even the suffering, you will just, as I told you before, when you look at the suffering, what are the difficulties, sometimes your perspectives makes that difficulties a very huge, very big difficulties and very big suffering. Okay, so maybe I will leave for question and answer sessions. Okay.
The first question is from the Nok. The first question is, in liberation in the palm of your hand, already mentioned that we have 4 kaya. Yes. So what is the 4 kaya and what's the difference between the 4 kaya? And
what's what?
There are 4 kaya.
Yeah.
And what are those 4 kaya and what's the difference?
Okay. Fine. There are the 4 kaya. First kaya is there's dharma kaya. In the Sanskrit called the dharma kaya. Then the Sambodhakaya, Nirmanakaya, there will be 3 kayas, Sambodhakaya, Nirmanakaya. When they make the 4 kaya in the Dharmakaya, they will make the 2 divisions in the Dharmakaya. One is the Buddha's mind, one of the cessation of the Buddha's, the cessation of the affliction, cessation of the negative emotions. These two kayas. So they're the 4 kayas. So generally, when you achieve the Buddhahood, you will achieve all the 3 or 4 kayas. They just get the differentiate the names of the different of the Buddha's body and the mind and the speech. One thing is that again, the Nirmana Kaya and the Sambodha Kaya is the Buddha which comes into this world and the Buddha which remain in the Pure Land Buddha. So they will differentiate with these two also. One called the Sambodha Kaya and the one is the Nirmana Kaya. Okay, now the second question.
The second question is based on the Buddhism viewpoint, what's the different and also the disadvantage between the body of male and female?
What? Can you just tell me what's okay?
In the Buddhist viewpoint, the point of Buddhism, so what is the different and also the disadvantage between the male and female?
Okay. Oh. Okay, Buddhism point of view, male and the female, these both have an advantage and a disadvantage. So if you look at the female, biological, more compassionate, biological females are. So that's why what I feel is that the compassion practice will be more easier for the female. So the male body, physically, what I feel is that the biological, the male's the way of the thinking is the more biological effects for the male is more like a very, when they take the decision, very, they can take the decision very fastly, less confusion. So that is the biological, some of the advantage or disadvantage both sides have. So now there is no question of who is a smarter and who is a clever, male or female, is who is a clever, there is no question arises, okay? Yeah, from the one thing said, okay, so from the one point, so if you look from the any other tradition, like any other religion, like Christianity or what you look at, that the one point is very clear. The man is more clever because there is only one God, God is male. So that's why in the Bible, when they refers to the God, they use the word he. So that's why Bible, they use the God, when they refers to the God, they use the terms of the he. Now, if you look at the Buddhism point of view, there are the thousands of the male Buddha, there are thousands of the female Buddha, so there's no questions arises who is a clever, male or female, okay? Okay, now other questions, okay?
Yes, Ken La.
Okay.
The second question, please explain in detail about the appearance of self-generated Avalokiteshvara and the real Avalokiteshvara in the main part. Yes, the first is the generates the base of the deity, which Avalokiteshvara come first. And in the when we do in the invitation, when we invite real Avalokiteshvara to come, I already visualize the myself as such self-generated Avalokiteshvara? And after the invitation, so is it right that self-generated Avalokiteshvara and real Avalokiteshvara remain the same till the end of the sadhana?
So first thing is that when you generated yourself as Avalokiteshvara, and when you're inviting the Avalokiteshvara, they will be the two different Avalokiteshvaras. Okay. So one important thing is that this is something like that, where you have to know that when you visualize the yourself Avalokiteshvara, when you invite the Avalokiteshvara, this the main purpose is that wherever you see, stays all the surrounded with Avalokiteshvara. Whatever that you hear, you have to visualize the Avalokiteshvara mantra. Because this is the things that when you meditate and when you have to obtain the Buddhahood, that the time of obtaining the Buddhahood, you have to transform into the Avalokiteshvara and achieve the Buddhahood. So when you are visualizing, when you yourself are Avalokiteshvara, don't think that they cannot be the another Avalokiteshvara. So when yourself, when you have transformed into the Avalokiteshvara, also the whole of the sentient beings, you can think like they also have transformed into the Avalokiteshvara. Okay, that's you can do that. Yeah, okay. So other questions now. Okay.
Even the person practice the meditation, but when they see everything, they just see a kind of the color of darkness, and they cannot see and get a loss of suffering, but cannot see the writing or else. So is there any kind of method to change the mind to look everything in the different way, cleaning and clearing and brighter?
So now you have need the changes of the mind. There are the changes of the mind, so there are the many different labels of the changes. Example, I will give you one example. There is the one monk, there is one person, he became a monk after many years, after 3 years. After 3 years, then he approached to the, his master and told his master that after I become the monk, I didn't have any changes. I didn't get any changes. I thought that I will change a lot after I become a monk, but I didn't have any changes. Then what happened is that then the master asked him to go and catch some fishes from the river. When that monk left my morning from the temple and he went to riverside, tried to catch fish as his master had told, then the evening he came back to the master's place with no more fish, without any fish. So this is what happened is that now the master asked him that why you didn't catch any fish. I asked you to catch the fish. So then the student told when I'm trying to catch the fish, first thing is one thought came in my mind. If I try to catch the fish, what will happen if the people see me, a monk, catching a fish? With that doubt, I could not catch. Then when there is no more people that try to catch, I doubt the monk to catch, came tonight. What will the people will think while the monk's catching a fish? What will the people will think? While I'm having that doubt, I could not catch. Again, once there's no more people, when I'm going to try to catch the fish, again, the one doubt came in my mind. That doubt, that feel that I felt that I'm really doing the right thing or not. That doubt have again prevented me to catch the fish. Then the master told him, okay, now this is a change, yes, he told. Before you become a monk, you have no hesitation to catch the fish. You can go and catch the fish without any hesitations. Now you started to have the hesitation. Now you started to talk. The so many thoughts comes when you do the wrong things. That is a change, master told. So master told that before you become the monks, before you will just catch the fish without any hesitation. You will do the lot of the sins without any hesitations and without thought. Now there's a hesitations. Doubt when you do the wrong things, that is a change. The master told. So that's why there, the when you are practicing the Dharma, that will be when you practice the Dharma, there will be the lot of the changes. It will change us. It's a very small changes will come. Sometimes we will not able to see the changes because the changes are very small. It is just like when you put the seed in the ground, you will never see the seeds growing because it's a grow very slowly. But you will feel it's not growing. But later, after 5 years, you will see the whole one big tree. When you look at all the time on the seed, you will never see the seeds grow. Only you will see the seeds grow when you not look at it for the long time. So something like that changes. When you need 100% completely changes, then only it will come when you achieve the Buddhahood. That is a stage where you want 100% changes, completely changes from the unpure mind to the pure mind. Then only when you achieve the Buddhahood, then only it will come. Right now, we will start to decrease all the negative emotions and negative slowly, slowly. But sometimes we may not see that, but the changes might be going, but we may not see. So one thing is that whenever you start the practice, you have to expect that every changes will come slowly, okay? It doesn't mean that when you practice for the few days, you will change a lot. It will never happen. It had not happened to the Buddha himself. How can it happen to us? The 6 years, very strong meditation for the Buddha to achieve the Buddha. Buddha's 6 years, for us, I think it will become 12 years. Well, Buddha's 6 years to 12 years for us, because Buddha, well, he is practicing the 6 years very strongly. Day and night, he is practicing. When we practice, with night, with time, we never practice, we will only sleep. So Buddha's 6 years, he comes to us with the 12 years. Okay, now other questions, okay, Jit?
The next question, what did the Buddha say during 49 years of his teaching?
What
did the Buddha teach during 49 years?
I see, okay. In the 49 years, Buddha's main teaching is nothing. Once you get it, then only you will get the Buddha's teaching. At the last statement of the Buddha's Vajracchedika Sutra, Buddha said, I said nothing. So this is the nothing is a Buddha's when every times, whenever he says something, first he will say so many things, then later he says nothing. Everything is not exist, nothing. This is the one side, okay? Now I will tell the other side. Every coin have a two sides. This is the one side. Now I will talk from another side. One side is a more important thing to the why he said so many things in the 49 days. Why? That's a more important question. In these 49 years, why can't he shut his mouth? Why he was talked too much in these 49 years? That's the one relevant question. Because compassion. 49 years he was giving teaching and teaching all the time because of the compassion toward the sentient beings. That is the main thing in the 49 years. Why he was shouting, what he was saying, everything comes of compassion. This is another side. Okay, now this is the one thing that you have to know that in this 49 years, one side he has said nothing. One side, his 49 years, main thing is what he said. Now, what will I tell you? Now there's a third thing, okay, that I want to tell. Third thing is I will tell you that in the 49 years, what the Buddha said, you guess. That is my point, okay? You have to guess. That is the third point, okay? Make a right guess, okay? Don't make the wrong guess. There is one pilot, okay? There is one pilot, he was approaching near of the airport. So when that he was approaching near the airport, the control room asked, identify yourself, who is this? They asked the pilot. Because it is a night time and from control room, they cannot see the airplane very clearly. It's a very night, very dark night time. So they asked, who is this, and identify yourself. Then the pilot wanted to become sure they're very smart and very different. So pilot told the control room that the guess, who am I? Then the control room tell, okay, we will do one thing. Then control room turn off every light of the airport and the turn off the every signal light in the airport and then told the pilot, the control room told the pilot, now you guess where you are. You get my
point? Yeah. Yes, you would say.
So okay, now the other questions, okay.
Yes, Gela, the other question, can you explain us about the oracle healing of the Thekchen Choling?
What?
The oracle healing.
Oracle healing? Oracle healing or what?
Because they heard that about the oracle healing from the Thekchen Choling.
I see. Very simple way. I will tell the one thing. Where the people, most people will get healed. Where? In a hospital. Why? Because of the scientific, medical science. As I told you before, the relative, that girl, small girl, while she was survived until now because of the medical science. Medical science, improvement of the technology, that's why she survived. I've never heard of such an oracle healing in the Thekchen Choling. Even if it exists, I will never send that girl to that healing. I will send her to the hospital. That girl she was suffering was my cousin's sister's daughter. So that's why oracle is a nothing special, nothing. Oracle is just ordinary. Only thing is some of the other's ruling spirit is coming in his body. There's nothing special in oracle. So oracle is some of the body which some of the other's ruling consciousness or minds entering that body. That's the only things of the oracles. So generally the healing is issue. There are a lot of the healings. Best healing is a self healing is the best. Self healing is increase your energy. Increase your body self energy. And that is one of the best. Self of positive energy. So that's why that is the one thing that so you have to know. Generally, when you look at a Buddhism, you have to look at it very scientifically. Buddhism itself is a science. It is not something of the blind faith. So when the Buddha was talking about the healings, he talks mainly of the self-healing. So a lot of the things in our body that we can increase our positive energy and that we can heal by ourselves with that increasing our self-energy through the meditation, through our practice. That is a really scientific. Okay. Now the other questions, okay? Now other questions, JD, yeah.
Before I already practiced the Chundi, that's the Chundi Buddha, that's belong to the, and after that, I just follow to practice with your teachings. So it is when I do practice and change from the practicing the Chundi Buddha become to our practicing, is there any mistake? Or if there's any mistake, what should I do?
Okay. So in this point, I will give you from the 2 points, okay? 2 points. So Chundi is a Buddha. Avalokiteshvara Buddha. Whatever you practice, there's nothing wrong from when you practice the Chundi Buddha. When you practice the Avalokiteshvara Buddha. Different Buddhas, whatever you practice, there's nothing wrong. Because they all are Buddha. Or you can practice both. Because there's no any conflict. Because whatever you practice is a Buddha. Avalokiteshvara, Amitabha Buddha, or Chundi Buddha, they all are Buddha. You can practice all. There's nothing wrong in it. So the second point is that whatever you are the practice, that's you can decide. Today you can become Buddhist, tomorrow you can become a Christian, day after tomorrow you can become the Hindu. That's your right. You have freedom to do that. Whatever religion you want to do. Whatever you do, do it right. That's very important. If you practice the Buddhist, whatever Buddhism, you have to understand it. Whatever you're practicing, do it rightly. If you practice the Christian, understand the Christianity. Practice it well. That's a very important. If you do the Hindu, become a good Hindu. Good practitioner Hindu. That's the important. And last question, okay, Jin. Remaining question, just get it, okay? Maybe I'll answer it next time.
I don't know which, because the last question, I don't know which question I should choose.
Last question, very simple. Jin, you don't have to think too much. Just look at which is the last. Okay, okay, okay. Last question, I will see the 2 question. No, second last and last, only these 2 questions, okay? I think one is from the north and one is from south, isn't it? Yeah, okay, do the only last, second last and the last question, okay?
The Guru Puja, they have the 2 kinds of the sadhana, the new and the old one. So which one should use the Guru Puja?
Guru Puja, 2 version.
Yes, the Hanoi have 2 version.
What you are having in the Nuthi temple?
The Guru Puja that last time you come over to Vietnam.
Oh, that is, yeah, just follow that, okay? That would just follow that. That is, I saw that one good thing, yeah, just follow that. Okay, thank you. Today we'll stop here, okay?
Yes, thank you, Gena.